Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme in the big chair today, and today I am joined by Christina Santini. She is the Director of National Affairs for the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. Thank you for joining me today, Christina. We're chatting today because last week the federal government went ahead with their deadline requesting small businesses repay the Canada Emergency Business Account loan, commonly referred to as CEBA, that was implemented during the pandemic. And for those who don't know, it was an interest-free loan of up to $60,000. One-third of it was forgivable, and the whole intent of the loan was to help small businesses get through the pandemic-mandated closures. I know this is a decision that your organization wasn't too happy about, that the federal government went ahead and imposed this deadline. Tell me why.
Pretty much, you know, from January 18th to the 19th, when business owners woke up, if they weren't able to repay their CEBA loan by the 18th, or if they hadn't applied for refinancing with their financial institution, then they owe $20,000 more, $20,000 or $10,000, depending on the loan that they got. That they had hoped would be forgotten or forgiven because they took out the money to close their doors when government said, no, sorry, your operations, given the public health concerns, must be limited or even completely shuttered. So as a consequence, they lost the opportunity to make revenues and they haven't been able to make it back. But at the beginning of the pandemic, they were being told it's only going to be, as you know, while we control the curb, and things will, there'll be pent up demand and things will be very strong coming out of it. Well, the reality is it wasn't the case. It was prolonged. It's people changed their consumption habits. Demand is lower than it was before. Revenues are lower. Profits are much lower because costs have gone up. And so they were hoping for more time to pay it back. And when the loan was provided to them, it was sort of the incentive or the carrot of saying, okay, I know, like, government basically saying, we're asking a lot. You have to forego your revenue and you have to incur costs, but you're going to get this $20,000 or this $10,000 that we're sure you're going to be able to repay. Well, the reality is they weren't able to repay. And it's not because of poor business decision. It's because of the circumstances that came forward and the fact that there wasn't clear information from the get-go.
So you were hoping for the government to just totally forgive these loans and as a response to how the market reacted outside of the pandemic.
We were hoping that they would provide business owners more time, good years, good time, to be able to pay it back. Because the business owners, you know, they don't want it to be completely forgiven, or didn't necessarily want it to be completely forgiven, but they wanted to be able to still benefit from the forgivable portion. So on a $60,000 loan, they understood their requirement to pay back the $40,000. They were hoping to still retain or benefit that $20,000 that they were told, that is the forgivable portion, given the hard times, we get it. And so that's what they wanted to retain, that have more time to pay it back so that they're still eligible to keep that $20,000 or, for those who took the $40,000 loan, the $10,000.
The federal government did push back the extension a little bit late last year, but you don't feel like that was enough time for businesses to recoup what they lost.
The additional 18 days was, and then the refinancing piece, was essentially government saying, okay, we're going to give banks, individuals more time to get themselves a credit card or a Visa to pay off or something equivalent to pay one to pay one loan or another, right? It wasn't, it's find another source of your debt. We're getting it off our books so you could pay off and keep the forgivable portion. The issue is that many of these business owners had to take on other loans and other debt to keep their doors open and their costs, because overhead was higher than the $60,000 loan that the government provided. So that's where the government had control and they could provide additional flexibility, but they didn't. And like I said, flexibility was just more time. So now what many business owners have is, for those who were able to pay it back with a loan, is they likely had to put up personal guarantees such as their mortgage and other types of personal property.
I know we're talking about a federal scale here, so it'd be pretty hard to predict, but what do you anticipate the fallout of this would be? Do you see a lot of businesses being unable to pay back this loan and maybe having to make some tough decisions here?
Absolutely. And we think even some of the businesses that were able to pay back the loans through refinancing had to make some of those tough decisions. So just because they paid it back doesn't mean that they're fine. It just means that their debt got transferred from one person or one entity that they owe to another. So the reality is that many businesses will likely be struggling in the year ahead. We had projected, based on our membership data, that at least 22% would not be able to pay back the loan. The government released some information yesterday that would sort of seem to confirm that our numbers were in the right area. And we had projected that without further flexibility, almost one in five businesses would close their door next year or two, because of the debt level that they've had to incur and the fact that revenues aren't back to where they were and costs are up. So that's quite a bit of small businesses on our main streets having that pressure and potentially closing down.
And so what's next for your organization in terms of advocacy or next steps in this regard? Because, the deadline's come and passed, so on that front, that part is over. So what are you hoping to do next?
There's still a role for government to play to show that they still care and support small business owners, and that's what we're asking them to do. So when it comes to their tax policy or their fiscal policies, to see how they can provide additional reprieve for SMEs, particularly those that have been hard hit. We are encouraging the government for first and foremost to actually give back some money that it owes to small businesses. The carbon pricing scheme that we all know of, that's going up again on April 1st. So right now there's a $65 charge and soon it will be an $80 charge. It's supposed to be a revenue neutral price or tax. And the reality is that while individuals, particularly lower middle income individuals, are getting their payments back through the tax system, the amounts that's been set aside for businesses hasn't gone back to small businesses. And so we're asking the government to release that money and ensure that all small businesses that have paid into it are eligible for it, and not just a select few industries that are picked out as the winners. So that would be our first ask, is to make sure that 2.5 billion gets back to SMEs, because it would provide some welcome relief. The other thing we're looking at is maybe encouraging them to provide a small business job credit, like was provided in 2015, 2016, which provides small business owners who have employees with relief with their EI premiums. So looking at what governments can do to provide targeted relief for small business owners.
Okay, before I let you go, is there anything else you feel like we should mention that we haven't really touched on yet?
Absolutely. Ultimately, us as individuals, our choices, where we shop matters. It also helps small business owners. For every dollar we spend locally at a small business, 66 cents stays local. For every dollar we spend on a multinational, only 11 cents stays local. So to help the local economy, to help small businesses, consumers can choose to shop local where possible. That would definitely help, and it would support the small businesses who have been facing a tough time in the last few years.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your time this morning, Christina. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Grant.
That'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thank you so much for listening. We're back tomorrow.